This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Size does matter. Valentine's is over. I'm talking about gardens here. Seems like everyone's growing a vegetable garden, from urban apartment dwellers to folks moving out to hobby farms to community gardens. That's great, but I still want folks to consider size. Even if you have an acre, you need to consider the answers to some questions I'll ask you. My intent is to help you make the best choices so you can fully enjoy your vegetable garden. What I don't want to see happen is people becoming overwhelmed and losing interest. As you consider what to plant, also make a note of what you'll really eat, how much you have room for, how much time you have for planting, weeding, watering, and monitoring. As you decide where to put your garden, think on this. Where's your water source? You don't want to have to unroll 4 hoses to get at that garden. Trust me, I've done it. Ideally, your garden will be close to your home so you can quick run out and snip some herbs, grab a couple of tomatoes, or pick a few beans right before you need them. It must be in full sun. That means 8 hours of direct sunlight. Oh, there are vegetables that can take less, but we'll talk about that another time. Do you want to grow enough to can, to freeze, to share? How much do you want to share with nature's critters? Bunnies love beet tops, and a whole lot more. So you'll need to consider how you'll control them. With fencing, with repellents, the cost of your garden might also be a consideration. Start small, and you can always make your garden bigger. The worst thing that can happen is if you start too big, become overwhelmed with weeds and work, and abandon your garden. You also don't want to waste produce. Certainly, you can donate to a local food shelf, but you also have to have the time to harvest it and don't deliver inedible produce. Check out GardenBite.com for more information. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.